Welcome, everyone. I bet you thought we went away. Well, you know, we absolutely did not go away. Let's just call it a hiccup. When hiccups happen over on one side of the universe, they happen right here on the other side. You are truly listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. And we really do have Maxine Hyndman here with us. She is the author of The Naked Millionaire and many, many other things. Coaching sessions, teleclasses, workshops, you name it, it's going on. The question that we are going to ask you today is, are you ready to get naked with us now? What do you think, Maxine?
Oh, man, it's like the million-dollar question, really.
It is the million-dollar question. And for those of you that are just tuning in for the first time to this show right here on bbsradio.com, you know what? Fasten your seatbelt, because we're coming to you every Wednesday at this time so that these lines can be open. You can call in. You can connect with us, because what we do is we help you live life full out. And so far, the response to our show has been phenomenal. You have been calling. You have been connecting. And we are bringing to you one of the most timely conversations on the planet. Do you want to have the wealth that you desire in this life? And Maxine spells this W-E-A-L-T-H. Did I get that right?
No, W-H-E-A-L-T-H.
I knew I was going to blow that. Well, Maxine, thank you so much. I love talking with you. But before we get started with everyone here, I think it's important for me to ask you that very, very special question, because within this question and your answer is your story. And the question is this: what are the obstacles, what are the challenges you personally have had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Well, I'll tell you, the biggest one that I've had to overcome is a psychological and spiritual one, not so much practical, that when I broke it down, it was easier to manifest money practically. But the problem that I was facing was I was getting, first it was fear about having a lot of money, and then I would feel overwhelmed, and then there was just a feeling of just not being worthy of a lot of money. So I had to get rid of that block or get through it somehow and realize that I am worth a lot of money, and that it is just money, and money that is just energy. I had to figure that out, first of all, in order to start seeing it flowing in through my life.
All right. So I openly, and I will admit it, openly had the incorrect spelling for wealth. And I think that has a story in itself.
Yes, it does. Because I always ask my clients, I always tell my clients, when the first time that I coach them, 99% of our issues with money has nothing to do with money, and it has everything to do with how healthy your relationship with yourself is. It has everything to do with the relationship that you have with yourself. If that relationship is flawed or unhealthy, then wealth cannot have a place to be cultivated within your environment.
And, you know, the process that you've come to figure this out has been one of your own personal journey and the many, many people that you work with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost like we're spelling the word as if wealth and health are so interconnected, it's very difficult to separate them.
It is. I mean, they are so intermingled. And the problem that we have is thinking that they're separate. Mm. That money is this thing that rests alone by itself and, you know, it's some destination that we have to find. Not at all. The process that I take my clients through and that I have found for myself is that if I want to create money in myself, if I want to create wealth, I have got to be able to find a center of worth within myself. And from there, it expands and touches everything that I touch.
Well, you know, I want to let everybody know out here that Maxine and I are going to have this great conversation today on the radio show right here on bbsradio.com. And I want to make sure that you all know as well that this is the time and the place. If you've got any questions, if you're stuck and you're ready for the real deal about hope and how to open up the possibilities in your life, you're going to be able to do it right through this radio show. And I don't know, Maxine, if you've known this, but we're on bbsradio.com, and we've been on here for a very short period of time.
I saw that. Congratulations.
I know. In radio terms, it's a very short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But in consciousness, and in terms of what people are looking for,
it's not.
And as a result of that, we have had a phenomenal response with callers. And we do it really raw here. When a call comes in, you know, Don will get on the phone and say, you've got a call and we're going to take you. So
bring them on. I want to hear whatever people have got to ask about wealth. And about money and the relationship with it that we have.
And exactly. And so let's do this. Here's the number. If you've got questions, this is your number, toll free, right here on bbsradio.com. 1-877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And like we say here, we get very busy. If it gets busy, keep trying. If you want to try the direct number, 530-876-3222. You know, we've got a lot to talk about, Maxine.
And, we do.
And so, you know, I want to keep referring to the book because the book is The Naked Millionaire. And,
mm-hmm.
and then it says A Woman's Guide to Building a Healthy Relationship with Money. But this is not about just for women.
No, it's not. It was written in the voice for everyone. But from a marketing standpoint, it had to be marketed to women. But I wrote it with, you know, everyone in mind. I mean, we all go through... We all have issues with money. You know, if we're wanting more or we don't feel that we have enough or we've got so much that we're trying to keep it or we're trying to push it away, those are issues with money. And I think there are very few people on this planet who do not have a relationship with money that can't be tweaked or improved at some point.
That's right. And if you're listening out there, the Donald, we're talking to you too.
Yep, we are. We're talking to those types as well.
We're talking to them as well. All right, you come out of the book right out of the gate, and you come right at us. You say, fear and loathing in my wallet.
That's right.
That chapter title is enough
mm-hmm.
to get my attention to want to say, what? Let me read this. You open up the page, and you're coming right at us.
Yes.
And you're saying, and this number has since changed, but you say, well, not for these years, but this has grown. Approximately 4 million people declared bankruptcy in America between 1998 and 2000.
Right.
And we have since known that that's been increasing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I haven't boned up on what the numbers are for this year, but it increases dramatically every year. And that leads me to ask, you know, what is it that we don't want to see?
Mm-hmm.
When we go out there to purchase and we're purchasing to fix something, what is it that we're trying to fix? What is it that we don't want to see? And that's at the heart of every debt, really. It's just something that's hiding in our closet that we've wanted to keep at bay for years and years and years. And I'm telling you, the answer to that is so very, very simple. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, the answer to that is open it up and shine the light on it. There cannot be any darkness or any shadows where there is light.
Mm.
So the moment that you begin shining the light of question or just being willing to sit down and deal with it is the moment that that answers start coming through the woodwork.
Okay, so here's what I want to say about this, because I think this is really important for everybody to hear from me. In this country, and I want to say this, in this country, bankruptcy was set into place
mm-hmm.
because it was to encourage people to start their small businesses and to really kickstart. As a matter of fact, this country here, if you're listening from the United States, was founded on the idea, especially the age that we're in for business, was founded on the idea that, you know, it's important to take risk. It's important to get out there, take your dream out there, and live the life that you want. And so many of our founders went out and did this, and especially people in the age that we're talking about building their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really talking, I don't think, Maxine, about people that have stepped out and said, I'm going to go out, I'm going to live my dream, I'm going to take a chance, and I'm going to make this work. And sometimes
right.
businesses work, and sometimes they don't for a whole number of reasons.
That's right.
And I want to make sure we're really clear. We are not dissing, or I'm not, the whole idea of bankruptcy, because basically the root behind that was for us to get out there, take some risks, and make it happen.
Right.
We're really talking about something else here.
We are. What we're talking about here is it's one thing if you have the willingness and the courage to sit and confront the numbers, right, when you are going out there as an entrepreneur. That creativity has to reside with the practical. You know, we can't build a business one without the other. So we're not saying go headlong and create debt unconsciously and then hope that it's all going to be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're talking about from somewhere within you creating or drawing up the courage to be able to deal with your money issues so that you can freely create and build businesses.
Exactly. And all of that is covered in your book, because your intention is, and in the work that you do, Maxine, your intention is to help people see the unlimited possibilities available to them.
Oh, absolutely. My goal is to help people build a bridge that is threatening nowadays to divide us from each other, the world, and from ourselves through debt. And the way that I do that is to help people see that we are basically like an iceberg, and three quarters of us are uncovered. And I want to help turn that around and think of what we can possibly create or come together to help erect if we could uncover that other 0.75%.
Right, and I love what you do, because you're not making a distinction. It doesn't matter who you are in your life.
No.
This is available to you.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter where you are in your life.
It doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this thing that's called What Are You Worth?
Okay.
Because, you know, when I read your book, and you know that I've read your book several times.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I have.
Yes, you have.
And every time I pick it up, I go to a different page, and I always go to a page and I think, wait a minute, I have read this book. I cannot believe that I didn't catch this.
Mm-hmm.
Because today, maybe the personal message that we're talking about here has to do with worth. It says, what are you worth?
Yes.
Do you even know? And you come right out in chapter 3, and you call it You, Inc.
Yes. It's the business of you, right?
Yeah.
And this business of being, this business of you, who you are at your source, at your core, do you even know that? Do you even know the value of your attention? There are many people who throw away their attention like it's worth nothing and value, a shred of gold more than they value their attention. And let me tell you that where your attention goes, that's what grows. And when companies throw millions of dollars at advertising to get, what are they trying to get? They're trying to get our attention, because they know with that, then they have the means to get into our wallet. So doesn't that then mean that our attention is the thing that is worth so much? And it comes right back to what we have to give to the world, and what our experiences and our skills all add up to. I mean, even a single mother sitting at home who hasn't worked in a long time still has something of value and something of worth to give to this world. We all have. We've come here to do that.
Well, and you would know a little bit something about being a single mom, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. I mean, yeah. That's what I love about Maxine. For those of you just tuning in, this is the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, and thriving is what I'm all about, and that means living life full out in every aspect of your life, so long as you do not harm another person, you do not harm yourself, and you make a significant contribution to helping this planet. So living life full out is getting in touch with really what's going on, what life is about, and how to connect to your source to make sure that when you step forward, when you wake up each day, you're giving deep, deep gratitude for every breath that you take. And Maxine is here, and generally if you had a conversation with Maxine, it would be in a coaching session, and it would cost you hundreds of dollars. What you're getting right here on BBS Radio is an invitation to have that conversation, work with Maxine and with me live right here, so we can get you unstuck regardless of where you are. And you can do that right here on bbsradio.com. And we're so grateful to BBS for coming forth and creating this network. You can call in toll-free right here. Don't even think about it. Just call in. Say hi to Don. 1-877-876-5227. 1-877-876-5227. And let's hear from you. Maxine, the whole idea of worth is kind of interesting. As I'm talking with you, I also pulled a card from a very dear friend of mine's, what she calls the Harmony deck.
Mm-hmm.
And the card is this. There are never any mistakes when you and I get on the call.
Nope, there never are.
This one, it says, I now accept my rightful abundance. I now accept my rightful abundance. If you're out there and you want me to pull one of these for you, and we'll have a conversation. This says, let go of any sense of guilt you may feel about having a lot of money, and also about the decisions that you've made in the past. We were just talking about this.
Yes.
But there are people that have guilt around having a lot of money. Why do we do that?
Do you know what it comes down to, is what I'm finding in my coaching sessions? It comes down to ownership. It comes down to owning everything that you have created and that you have the ability to create. And it comes down to owning the energy of that creation. It can be overwhelming at times, because really that's all money represents, is a form of energy. And many times when we do have a lot of money come to us, it can be as unbalancing as sticking your hand in a light socket.
Mm.
It's just an energy surge, but we've got to be able to from somewhere get the tools, either through someone or through books that you read, get the tools to help you balance yourself. And trust yourself again that you have the wherewithal to be able to handle an extra surge of energy through you in the form of money.
Well, let's talk about a surge of energy right now. You, in the book, and we're talking about the book, is called The Naked Millionaire. In the book, you give us an equation.
Mm-hmm.
You call it a basic life equation, and you also say that you've come to understand this, and it is the effort equation.
Right.
And I think that is, when I look at the equation and look at the things that I've done in my life, these are the factors, these are the variables that have helped me either take a giant step forward,
mm-hmm.
or take a giant step back. Let's talk about this equation for a minute.
Well, it's effort plus the energy that you have equals your success.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you're not looking at putting more energy into your efforts. You're looking at what can you squeeze out of the energy that you have right now to give you the maximum effect that you want. And most of us are thinking that we've got to work harder to get more money. And what we're not doing is we're not incorporating the spiritual and the mental aspects of creativity to see how we can use what we've got to create more.
Okay. So all of this, let me just make sure everybody knows, all of this conversation we're having is based on the book, The Naked Millionaire. I think it would be really important for you to talk a little bit about your website, because every time I go to your website, I see something new. I see the way this is exploding.
It is.
And I want to make sure that everyone has a sense of how they can tap into what you're willing to share with them.
Well, what we've got right now is the money frame, which is coming out of the blocks in the next couple of weeks. And basically what that is it basically surrounds your budget. So many of us have this fear around doing budgets and crunching the numbers. And that's because it basically doesn't refer back to anything of importance to our lives.
Many people have a fear of just opening their checkbook.
Oh, no kidding. Because it's the numbers, right?
It's the numbers.
It's by the numbers. But those numbers meant something before you went out and spent. They meant you were trying to fill a void or something, or you were trying to buy someone's love or buy yourself love. So we are trying with the money frame to bring back the importance of money and the numbers by surrounding it with your goals, your greater purpose, your values, and your daily actions. And once you can have those staring you in the face every week when you're doing your budget, it just grounds you, and it shows you exactly why you're doing the budget in the first place and exactly what you're aiming towards by putting away that $25 every week.
Yeah, and what you've done is you've created the software to go with this, so this is like not going to be rocket science for you.
No, and it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. I'm into simple. I cannot stand complex, especially when it comes to numbers.
Okay, so when is this going to be available for everyone?
This will be available in July.
Okay, great. Well, you know, this is great. I mean, all of this has really been an incredible summer. All of the things that seem to be shifting and, you know, connecting and exploding and things happening,
absolutely,
including the Dr. Pat show. I think when the last time you and I had talked, of course, it was on my Seattle show. And you know, now we're simulcasting to Florida and with BBS Radio. I mean, their meet is reaching millions of people,
right,
along with all of the other venues. And the reason that this is going on, Maxine, I think you could talk to, because it's the same reason that you sat down and decided you needed to do the work that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. You mean spreading out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've got to get to connecting. And usually whenever our money flow stops, it's because somewhere we're blocking the flow of connection between us and the world. And, you know, radio shows like this, they do it. You know, they get us out there and they get us in touch with other people who are going through exactly the same thing. I remember when I had just declared bankruptcy and I sat down after about a year, it hit me and I sat down to put pen to paper and write this. I had no idea it was going to become a book. But what I realized as I started looking around for help from financial planners to bankers, and all they could give me in the form of advice to create a healthy relationship with my money was, oh, I'm sorry, you've got to go back in debt. I realized there are millions of people out there that are walking around like the walking wounded and have nowhere to go because no one can help them with this internal dissonance that I call it.
Exactly.
You know, between the physical aspects of money and the psychological or spiritual aspects that created the debt in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, and there's this double-edged, what I call this double-edged mind-heart dilemma that goes on for a lot of people.
Right.
You know, you sit down and you say, I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to step out there. And believe me, it's very easy for everyone to check it out and get a credit card, you know, easier than
mm-hmm.
you can blink.
Absolutely.
And you get out there and you say, I'm excited about my business. This is the way to go. And you don't really understand, A, what it really means to do a business, and B, what are some of the psychological, what are some of the, you know, heartfelt issues that are going to show up for you.
Exactly.
And the next thing you know, you're way in deep and you don't know what to do.
Right.
Then you take care of that. Now you have to deal with, I have a dream, I want to take it out in the world, and I'm afraid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're going to hit up against the moment you start creating.
Let's talk about the what I call, you ready for this? The triple F factor.
Oh.
The financial fear factor.
Yes, yes.
What are we going to say to the people that are listening to this show so that they get that they don't have to live in the FFF of this?
No. Well, the biggest thing that we can acknowledge within ourselves is that fear lives within our lives. You know, a lot of these self-help books tell you how you can eradicate fear. And my approach with my coaching clients is don't even try and get rid of it. Try and surround it with as many supportive, positive characteristics and elements within your environment so that it doesn't have a chance to grow. Because we've all got fear. We will all be dealing with fear till the day we die. The problem arises is when we don't know how to manage it correctly.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Yes.
Is how do I find the tools and implement the tools to manage my fear so that I am the master of my life and not the other way around.
And all of this you've learned from your own journey. And so as a result of that, Maxine, I mean, this is what you're putting into The Naked Millionaire. And, of course, www.thenakedmillionaire.com.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I don't try and tell anybody to get away from the fear. That is, to me, equal to folly. Our lives are made up like a battery of the positive and the negative. We have to become masters of our own environment in order to manifest wealth.
I love that.
We do.
I love that. Okay, so becoming the master of your own environment. You know, people that are listening to this say, yeah, you know, that really sounds good. I mean, how do you get from where you are right now? What is one of the first things you would say to people to help them do a kickstart?
Okay, the first thing is monitor and adjust. I cannot tell people enough how important this is. To give you an example of how important this monitor and adjust action is, when the Apollo rocket was heading towards another planet,
mm-hmm.
Most people think that it got there in one straight line. And this information comes from the One Minute Manager.
Yeah.
The actual truth is that it was off course many, many, many times.
Ah.
More than they could probably count.
Mm.
But what kept it on track and got it to its destination is they monitored and adjusted even minutely. Whenever they were off course, even minutely, they made an adjustment. Being off course even minutely could mean months of getting back on track. And so what we do, because we haven't learned how to check in, is that we allow ourselves to get so far off course, and when we do check in, it's 6 months later, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm surrounded by fear. How did I get here?
Huh.
But if we every day checked in, okay, how do I feel inside? Did I act appropriately with this one? Why did I not follow up? Was it out of a fear of something? Was it out of a fear of losing? Okay, then tomorrow I will do this. I will adjust. Every day we must monitor and adjust our actions so that they are going in line with where we want to go and not with based on our habits and our patterns. Because let me tell you, it will drag you like a trajectory.
And who wants to do that?
Nobody wants to be dragged.
No. No one wants to be dragged.
And you feel like we have control and mastery over our own lives. And it takes monitoring and adjusting, checking in on a daily basis.
Okay. I have heard the saying, and I've heard this over and over again in my life. And as a matter of fact, one of the early people that have come out and talked about prosperity early on, of course, is someone like a Catherine Ponder. And, of course, there are other people.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on what books you pick up.
Right.
But, you know, there are statements that are made that are very, very bold, like prosperity is our divine birthright.
Yes.
Or like poverty is a sin. I mean, these are people that are considered to be the leaders in the field,
mm-hmm.
The pioneers in this, you know, journey, this thing that we call prosperity.
Right.
How do we reconcile if you're sitting there and you're thinking, you know, I've done everything I could do and I am just not in the place. I'm not a Donald Trump. I'm not at this place in my life where I thought I would be right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is going on with me? What do we say to people that think that they have tried everything they could possibly try and financial security, or as you would say, financial serenity,
mm-hmm.
is really light years away.
Mm, right. Two things. One is stop comparing, and the other is values. Get on track with values.
Ooh, so that's a good one.
Yeah. I'll talk briefly about stop comparing. Because in North America, we have this insane obsession. It's almost a disease to equate our success with something outside of ourselves.
Hmm.
Either someone else who we have been told is successful and that this is what we should want, or some other business model or vision that we should be working towards because this is what, you know, the business schools have deemed basically that we should be going after.
The magic bullet.
Exactly. Well, the magic bullet only exists within your soul, and you are the only one that can figure that out. And if you do not have the time, and I'm being very honest here, if you do not want to take the time or have the courage to take an in-depth look into your soul to see what it is that's generating you, then you're going to come up against these blocks and you're going to think that you failed when indeed it is just a manifestation of an inner challenge that you've just got to get through.
Well, look at the card that I just pulled as you were speaking right here. You ready for this?
Go ahead.
I connect with my inner power and expand my ability to receive. Listen to this card. This is, I love how we're connected.
I know.
Working harder is not necessarily going to bring you, bring more prosperity to you. Abundance in your life depends on your consciousness, not on a flurry of activity. First, you must go within, open your mind to receive great riches. Then creating prosperity will be joyful and easy. What do you say about that?
Oh, fantastic. That is right up my alley. And I believe that wholeheartedly. I'm living that right now. I am living proof that one can go from believing in lack consciousness to accepting prosperity as a way of life.
And this does not have to be hard.
No,
you know, I want us to really right now in this call, in what we're doing right here on BBS Radio, I want us to just really let everybody know we do not have to struggle.
No, no. Struggle is just, it is a consciousness. It's a belief pattern. That is all it is. Let's just bring it down into its common denominator. Stop letting it loom above you or around you and cause you grief and stress. Struggle is just a pattern that we have created based on belief.
Absolutely. All right. If you would like us to pull a card for you and talk with you about unleashing your unlimited potential, do it right here at 1-877-876-5227. I'm ready to pull these cards. Maxine's ready to chat with you. That's 1-877-876-5227. This is a toll-free call. And Maxine, you know, given where you are now and you've written The Naked Millionaire, I want to make sure that everyone, of course, has your website, but I'd like to take a few minutes to talk about some of the other ways that you're coming out to people so that they can participate and participate with you at a very affordable level.
Absolutely. Well, my coaching sessions are $90 a session. Whether you just want to do one session or you want to take four, that's completely up to you. There are people that, if they're ready, we're able to get them out of their stuck state within half an hour. So it's completely up to you based on where you are right now in your consciousness, we're willing to work with you. And that is my greater purpose, is to help people cross this bridge from lack into prosperity. And it does, let me tell you, it does take a mind shift, a mind, spiritual, and emotional shift that many people are not equipped to help us with.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what you're offering on your website as well, because, you know, I've just been blown away by how many opportunities you have allowed for people to participate. I believe that you have a membership as well.
That's right.
Which allows people unlimited access to all the teleclasses.
Exactly.
And the teleclasses, let me just go over a few of these because I think they're really outstanding. But through the membership, 24/7, 365 days, you can participate. And that's through your website.
That's right.
Okay, so www.thenakedmillionaire.com, and you're looking at becoming a member, of course, and participating in the teleclasses, in the courses that are going on. What's the most recent course? I know you're teaching Financial Serenity.
That's right. Well, we've also got a marketing course because in my experience, marketing and money are what I call the dynamic duos of wealth because usually when we're lacking in money, we're lacking in our ability to market ourselves. Now, I'm not just talking if you've got a business. This could even be in your career, whether it's you don't know which clothes to wear because you're not being taken seriously based on your wardrobe, or whether it's you're having a hard time articulating your thoughts correctly. It all comes down to marketing because marketing is perception. So we teach that as a teleclass, and we also teach a teleclass on ethics, business ethics, as well.
I know that is so. You know, that's nothing to really just We don't want to sneeze at that.
No.
Business ethics and integrity.
Oh, my God.
Really should be in every business class ever taught.
Oh, absolutely.
But not in the way we, you know, I don't know about you, but when I went to school, I went through a business ethics class, and, mm-hmm. you know, I was snoozing to stay awake.
Oh, I know. I know, because it's not relevant.
No.
It's not relevant to the situations and the experiences that we go through right now. You know, like you're at the cash register, or a client is at the cash register, and you're in the red, and they've just given you more money than they expected. They paid more for the product. Do you give them back the correct change or not?
Mm.
Even though you are in a tight spot, you know, it's these tiny little things that it comes down to, not huge Enron experiences that we're all most familiar with.
No, because, you know, that whole thing, I mean, it's not just one, oh, boom, Enron
no,
thing.
It's
a lot of small things.
It's a lot of tiny things, and it's a lot of tiny, tiny issues within people that were based on erroneous beliefs that caused that to happen. But no one sees that adding up and building.
Okay, so, you know, we're talking with Maxine Hyndman right here. She is the author of The Naked Millionaire, and you will find rave reviews about the book. And also, if you go to her website, you could figure this all out, because all you've got to do is click on courses. And if you click on courses, what you'll do is you'll see any number of these, all being planned for 2006 and beyond. So this is all available to you, because a woman by the name of Maxine Hyndman decided that what she was going to do is prevent, if she could, each and every one of us from stepping in the potholes that she stepped in. And that's what makes courage the absolutely divine partner of success. And Maxine, you have done this in such an amazing way. One would have to ask you, when are you going to write your new book?
It's done. I just sent it off to the publisher.
So, see, how did I know that?
It's coming in the early part of winter.
Now, do you have a title for that?
Yes, it is. It's The Organic Entrepreneur. How to Thrive in Business.
That's great. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
It's basically how to create the how to cultivate the conscious capitalist. Now, I know that's a lot of alliteration, but I want to bring consciousness to business back again from the beginning, from the moment that we start a business plan. I want to show people that bringing consciousness to the whole equation is not that difficult, and that consciousness and capitalism can and must live together harmoniously. They must.
Well, I mean, that's when we know it feels good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
a
feel good you get from the connection of those.
Right.
Those two.
You got it.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I know that I've been in different businesses and been in a corporation and now consult with corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when certain interventions feel good, and certain interventions, I'll tell you, I shouldn't be there with
that's
these people.
Right. That's right. You got it. And it takes a new level of entrepreneurism and a new entrepreneur to step up to the plate and say, this is what we stand for, and as a collective whole, and that it's more than just money. It's about more than just money.
Okay,
and
so
living it.
So when we talk about that, you know, I get this one question that I get, Maxine, you know, from being on the radio as many hours as I am a week now.
Mm-hmm.
There's one question that comes up a lot from people. And, you know, the question has to do with my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
What is my purpose? I don't know my purpose. And I know that you really emphasize to people that getting really clear
mm-hmm.
about what direction you want to go is really at the very foundation of this, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It is the foundation of our life. It's the reason why we're here. It is the kernel that will make money effortless. Once we've touched that, we are basically, money is just making itself. We are attractive to it. We're no longer working for it. I'm not saying that there won't be any effort involved, but we're no longer working and striving for it.
You know, we're talking about goals, and one of the things I was really struck by,
mm-hmm.
this is really kind of interesting, when I went to your website and I was checking it out and I was looking at what you were talking about, there is one of your teleclasses talks about, ask this question, who moved the goalpost?
That's right.
That's such a visualization.
Yeah.
You know, you think you sit down, you have goals, and when I think of goals, like a goalpost, you know, you're kicking that field goal, whatever you're done. And then all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, I know I was on target, I know I've practiced, I know like I've pumped up, the muscles are right, the ball is being held properly, and lo and behold, I kick it, gone, there's no goalpost.
That's right. That happens a lot of times when, and I can't say this enough, when we're not in touch with our source. We are these dynamic beings, and we think we're so static, but we are constantly changing, forever changing. And the only thing really that keeps us grounded is this greater purpose, and endless love, which we haven't even touched upon as yet.
No.
But perfect example. One of my clients, a past client, I went to see her today, and she's just convalescing from cancer.
Mm.
And she, at 50, had gone back for her law degree. And so she's had to put that on hold. But now as she's convalescing, she's asking herself, is this really what I want? Because now she's starting to realize that the dream that she thought she wanted so for so long had been frozen 20 years ago. And she's grown and moved on and moved forward, and she wasn't aware of it, but her dream, this dream, was stuck in the past.
Oh, my goodness.
And going back to school, she basically thought it out. And now it's unfrozen, and she's looking at it, and she's realizing, oh, my gosh, that's done.
Mm.
I've moved past that now. And that's how the goalpost shifts. If we're not in tune with ourselves and we're not checking in with our source regularly.
You know, I think we use this term, and I know what it means, check in with our source. But I think this is time for us to really get real and get naked about what we're talking about here.
Okay.
When we check in with our source, what are we talking about here?
We are talking about telling the truth. That's what we mean by being naked. Telling the truth no matter what. No matter if it means that you're going to have to take a different direction. No matter if it means that you're a Yale graduate and that you're working as a bank teller and other people are going to look at you and or ask you, what do you mean? You spent all that money and spent all those years and you're doing this and you're a Yale graduate?
Oh, my God. That's what they're asking me right now.
There you go. So it means getting in touch with the truth, the honest, bare bones, right now, present moment truth that exists. Whether you're living in a $500,000 home and the bare bones truth is, you know what? I could do with a house that's worth $100,000 right now. The bare bones truth. That's what I mean when I say getting to your source.
Okay. And so getting naked, and that's what you say right on your website, and the book is about getting naked, The Naked Millionaire. It's really baring your soul and looking at yourself, but not with animosity.
No.
I mean, that's not what we're talking about.
No.
And I think it's really important for us to make sure that people that listen to this today and will listen to this on the archive really understand that if you don't really check yourself out with divine inspiration and love.
Oh, yes. Thank you for saying that word, Pat.
All right. There you go.
With love and patience, with great patience. I mean, we need to treat ourselves with the love, kindness, and patience that we would a child that is learning. Because we will always be children of life until we die. So as we're learning and changing and growing, we are going to make mistakes. We need to make mistakes. And we've got to be kind with ourselves and gentle. Very, very, very gentle. I can't say it enough.
Hmm. I'm right there with you.
Not those mistakes.
I've got to tell you that, you know, there is a saying that's out there about loving oneself, but that's not a joke, folks. That's not what we're talking about. If I go back and I look at the times of my life that have felt the most painful, I will also be able to look really clearly and see that I just really didn't have much time or patience for who I was.
That's right. You are absolutely right, Pat.
I mean, it wasn't something that I could stand up and say, here we are, you know, my life is really awful, and, I mean, I'm loving myself at the same time.
Right.
It's almost an oxymoron to really even think about those things
true.
Together.
And that's why it's hard. It is so tough, and that's why people don't want to look at it. Because you can't, it's an intangible. It's a very hard thing to say, oh, look at there. You've worked hard and at loving yourself, and there you are. You're at it now. It's hard to do that. The measurements that we use are our values and our intuition. Mm. And just it's like this happiness barometer that we've always got to check in with. And if we're not happy and joyful doing it, then what's it all about?
Well, you know, there's something very interesting in the book. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And, you know, pretty soon what you're going to be finding here right on BBS Radio is we're going to be having announcements and we'll have station breaks and so many other things so that you can find out more about what we're doing. If you want to find out more about the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, and all of the things that we're doing, you're probably going to want to sign up for the newsletter. And the best way to do that is just go to www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com. Sign up. It'll be the crust-busting website right now, but we have a new website in the works, and that will be released soon. You know, Maxine, what you're talking about, you address in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
you call it, and I don't remember exactly where it is, but you call it the truth about motivation.
Yes.
You know, sometimes people have asked me, you know, look, you're always so up, you're always so at it. I mean, don't you ever have a bad day?
Yeah. If they only had a magnifying glass into our lives.
Well, the idea is this. I mean, and you talk about this clearly in the book.
Yes.
It's like if you aren't always feeling on, well, then there must be something wrong with you.
That's right.
You come right out and say, no, this is incorrect.
It is very incorrect. And, you know, it sets us up for disappointment later when we find out that, oh, my God, I'm having a really bad day. What does this mean? You know, basically the premise there is that it's a luxury to be motivated 100% all the time.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right.
That is a luxury. And, you know, the truth of the matter is that some days you're going to like it and some days you're not going to.
No, and some days I need to put somebody else's tape or CD or
in the
player.
That's right.
And just, you know, say, look, I need a little help and inspiration.
Absolutely.
Here myself.
We've got these tools. Let's start using them consciously. Consciously, not when we've been hit by what I've heard, and this wasn't mine, a cosmic 2x4, but consciously, in the moment, whenever we feel that we're a little bit down or being dragged by circumstances.
Okay, so we're talking with you, and we're talking about the Naked Millionaire, of course, and we're looking at all of the things that you're doing, and of course, we've just talked about, you know, what each and every one of us could do. How can people get a copy of the book?
Oh, it's at any independent bookstore, and I would encourage you to go to your independent bookstore because, you know, they have a great service. They give a great service. They give advice, and I'm all for them. So head out to your independent bookstore, but it's also available at any Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
At Amazon.
All right, so we can get this book virtually anywhere.
Basically,
is what we're saying.
That's right.
I wanted to just say, you know, with the new book coming out, and you've just shared a little bit with us of what that's going to be about.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Maxine? How are you going to emerge with this new book? And let's give the title again:
The Organic Entrepreneur.
How are you going to emerge differently in this world?
Oh, it's already happening. Basically, when the first book came out, The Naked Millionaire, and basically I allowed myself the freedom to do what I want, and even though there wasn't you know, millions coming in through the door, but the abundance started happening. It started trickling in and then started flowing in, and now I'm at the point where I work for 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, and I'm making $2,000. And I am tapped into millions right now.
Mm.
So this is how it happens. It happens so innocently, but we've got to allow it. We've got to allow ourselves. We've got to own it. And it takes work to own it.
Now, you said you're making $2,000.
$2,000 for 2 hours.
$2,000 a day.
That's right.
Okay, that wasn't really clear.
Yeah.
I want to make sure we get that. And it's not that, you know, you haven't put one foot in front of the other to make this work, because I know you have. And
oh,
not
right.
only that, I want to comment. I want to make a comment here for those of you that are not familiar with Maxine's work and who she is. She contributed on the Dr. Pat show. She gifted one of our listeners, one of you, and you're going to hear more about how we're going to be doing this on BBS, but one of you received what we called Maxine's Money Makeover.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a 3-month program, right?
That's right.
And it was gifted to one of the listeners, one of you who sat down and you wrote a letter or an essay describing why this was important for you.
That's right.
Maxine Heinemann gifted that. That was thousands of dollars worth of coaching and free material. And by the way, how is that going?
Oh, my Lord. She's in the fourth week right now. We've got 12 weeks to go. It's a 90-day program. And she is making leaps and bounds in her career right now.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
And she's just proactive. The biggest shift I think that she's made within the first 2 weeks was getting out of victim mode.
There you go. And we're going to hear more from Maxine Heinemann. Maxine, let's give your website out as we close this show, and please leave our listeners, all of them fabulous, with your very, very personal message.
Well, it's keep believing that and understand that 99% of the issues that we have with money has nothing to do with money. The moment you make that shift is the moment you make the shift to wealth.
That says it all. Thank you all for listening right here on bbsradio.com. Thank you all for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. You're going to be hearing much more from Maxine Heinemann, the Naked Millionaire. As a matter of fact, we are going to be working with Maxine to make sure that she brings her knowledge, her expertise, into a live conference event. I believe the first one you're planning is going to be for the Seattle area. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right, we want to make sure that we keep all of you informed about that. The way to also stay on top of things with Maxine is through www.thenakedmillionaire.com. And we want to make sure that you know we are here every week, Wednesdays at 6, right here on bbsradio.com. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. You know, you can look forward to many, many more conversations with people like Maxine, because our mission is to help you live life full out every day, each day, beginning with this day. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. Go to www.thedrpatshow.com for more information about all of the ways that we're going to be bringing prosperity into your lives. Maxine, thank you so much.
Oh, Pat, thank you for making this available.
You're welcome. And for all of you here at BBS Radio, all of the folks here that are pushing the buttons, that are making this work, if you're hearing the sound of this show, believe me, there are people behind the scenes cranking it up to make it happen. We're very, very grateful for each and every one of them. Want to let you know that we've got so much planned for you, including what we plan to do is bring the Gift Today program right here to bbsradio.com. So don't be surprised if one of the things we give away in the future on BBS to the people that are calling in with questions is a book, is a makeover, whatever it is. We have so many people supporting this show that we really want to give it back to you listeners who has done that. And Maxine will tell you that you all are the best listeners on the planet.
Absolutely.
All right, Maxine, thank you so much. Have a great, great, great one, and we will keep in touch with you, find out the many, many things that are going on, and let us know when the new book comes out.
I will, Pat. Thanks very much.
All right, everyone, thank you so much. I will be calling you, it sounds like. I will be calling you next week, probably from Hawaii, but nevertheless, it'll be the same powerful message. Take care and make yourselves a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous day. To everyone, know that you are worth it. Know that you are blessed. And let me leave you with this message from my friend Heidi Bear and from the Prosperity Cards. I move ahead in an accelerated pace. Boy, I have this car on my computer. If you are afraid, this is what I love. If you are afraid that change will take a long time, remember that the power of a positive thought is 10 times greater than the power of a negative thought. This will help you overcome even a lifetime of negative thinking. You know that, Maxine.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, for now, we're signing off here. Make yourselves a fabulous day. Take care. Thank you, Maxine. Thank you, BBS. We'll see you guys next week.
Okay, bye-bye, Pat.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.